So I think that the biggest thing is to get educated. So the USDA has an excellent site. They call it, that's called the New World Screwworm Playbook. Mm-hmm. And they will update it as we get new information, maybe where the fly is. If there's new products available, I've been on the Screwworm Task Force at Elanco for a year now, and we've been having conversations with the different regulatory bodies, USDA, EPA, FDA, looking at, okay, and other industry other industry pharmaceutical companies are in those conversations as well. We're all looking at, do we have some products that maybe we need to, or couldn't use for emergency authorization? So all of those things are happening in the background, and it's not information that's necessarily out in front of people, but I think everybody, all the producers, need to understand there is a lot of these conversations. We are having conversations with state agencies as well. USDA is having conversations with Department of Livestock, in the various states, also the state veterinarian's office. They're going to be the coordinator for, should it get to the U.S. So there is a lot there. Some things that maybe we can talk about today that people need to be aware of is we probably need to think just a little bit differently as producers.
Okay.
One is this. So the New World Screwworm is a fly. The female lays her egg in a new wound, and her maggot actually eats living tissue, as opposed to what we're used to dealing with here is with the false screwworm, which actually lays eggs in carrion or a decaying wound, so an infected wound. House flies, other flies that we have, blowflies, they lay eggs in dead tissue. Uh-huh. And the screwworm only attacks live tissue.
Okay.
So now we have to think about things like hornfly bites. So we deal with hornflies on a regular basis on cattle, but those bites can be a potential place for that screwworm to lay her egg in that little bite. Uh-huh. Ticks. Ticks create a wound when they bite and drop off. That's a potential spot. So we need to think about better, good fly control programs just in general and right. good tick control programs. Mm-hmm. And if we do that, we'll reduce that chance by having less bites.
Right.
We reduce that chance that a female fly finds a wound.